Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh, yeah.
All right, a little Bold Face Truth, Bold Face Lie. Hop, what do you have for us today?
All right, let's start with UBT. Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth. A little football action here.
Nice.
Russell Wilson will start the most games as a QB in New York.
In New York, oh, that's kind of—I was going to jump on that answer. I would have said definitely the Giants in New York. That's a bold-faced lie. I mean, Justin Fields going to play the entire season unless he gets hurt. Mm. I mean, you can't factor an injury here, but
oh, you could.
I mean, I mean, you can play the percentages. You can look at injury history for sure and incorporate that in your answer, but. You know, I don't know if somebody's going to, God forbid, shred a knee in week one.
Or also look at it whereas the Giants could go to Dart.
Yeah, that's where I'm going, but I don't think it's going to happen right away. I think Jackson Dart's going to get a couple games. I think Russell Wilson's primarily the quarterback for the Giants most of the year, but I think that Justin Fields, I mean, no one's taking his job unless he gets carted off the field. So I'm going to say a bald-faced lie. It's going to be Justin Fields.
I'm going to say it's a bald-faced truth, and this worries me about the football season because I do think Fields' style of play could lead him to missing a game or two, hopefully knock on wood, nothing severe, but I could see him missing a week or two. And I don't think the Giants are going to look to go away from Russell Wilson. I think the Giants love Russell Wilson. Now, I don't think they're going to be good enough to justify having him start at the end of the season. So maybe that's where it comes to a head. I don't know if Jackson Dart's going to be ready. Maybe you get the courtesy last few weeks, look ahead to next season with Jackson Dart. Maybe Fields misses 3-4 games. I'm going to go with Russell Wilson, though, being the primary starter for the Giants. And if they're close at the end of the year, then I definitely think he's going to start the full season. Yeah, so I'm going to say it's a bald-faced truth. Yes,
you still get confused over that.
All right. That was a tough one, but that was good. I like both the answers. All right, Sal, to you, bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. New York Knicks will trade for a top player before they sign their next head coach.
No, that's a bald-faced lie. The Knicks will make a move and get Jason Kidd in here, I would think, within the next week or so. I can't imagine this dragging out to July.
No.
And it's already this weekend's Father's Day. It's June 15th. Matter of fact, I wouldn't be shocked if it happened within the next few days that the Knicks get Jason Kidd. I don't even know if they're getting a big player, period. Like, it sounds great, and you mentioned it earlier, BT, where usually they've been in stealth mode and out of nowhere. Wow, the Knicks got Carl Anthony Towns. Wow, the Knicks get Bridges. I don't know where that's coming from this year. I don't know if there's a big player that's out there that they could even potentially get. We've heard the big names. I don't know if there's a quiet, sneaky big move, and I'm not sure they're willing to make that at this point anyway, so I think the Knicks definitely hire the head coach first.
Yeah, I'm with you here. I believe it's bull-faced lie. They're going to have a coach before this. Now, do they have it before the draft, which, again, would be inside the timeline of a week or so? Yeah, they should. I don't know that that's absolutely paramount. It's not like they've got the third or fourth pick here. I think the draft is June 25. But you got to have this set up for the summer league. And again, not that Jason Kidd's going to go and coach a bunch of two-way players necessarily, and Kolek and Hakpudi or Hoktu, whatever the hell his name is. Jesus, I messed that up. Whatever, Hakpudi. Yeah. I do know that.
Right. Well, this is the integral part of the team, the bench next year.
Well,
Daddy listen, A. It's going to be all about Daddy A.
I'm going to be pissed when they lose Shamit. Yeah, trust me, we're going to have to revisit that. I hope they do. You know I do. I just think that it's going to be Kidd. If not, it's going to be Johnny Bryant. And I think I'm with Sal. Bald-faced lie. It's going to get done pretty soon.
Got it. Remember, June 30th is the official beginning of NBA free agency. And then
it's got to be done before that.
Yes, it will be. 100%.
Finally, bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. BT.
Yeah.
Juan Soto will hit more home runs as a Met than Pete Alonso.
All right. So he's got 15 years, right?
We did allude to this earlier.
It did come up a little bit here. Pizza, what's Pete? 242.
Yeah.
All right. I think that Pete this year probably finishes around 262, tag maybe 270-ish. Get him to 3 easy next year, at least 310. I think Pete is going to fall short of 5 with the Mets.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get 5, maybe elsewhere. I think Pete's going to wind up in the mid-4s as a Met. Mid to low 4s. And I do not think Soto is going to hit more home runs as a Met. He's not a home run hitter. He hits them, but it's not his main thing. So I'm going to say bald-faced lie. No.
So that means you think Alonso's going to be here beyond this year?
Yes, definitely.
And you think Soto's not going to have a productive...
No, not productive.
7 years... Well, power-wise.
No, yeah. Well, I think he's going to be kind of in line with what he generally does, which is I think he averages 28 or 29 per year. So let's go 30 times 7. That's 210. I think Pete's going to wind up with 4 change. So no, I don't think Soto's hitting more home runs than Pete. No,
yeah, I think the math is hard for Soto. Even if you give him 30 a year for, let's just say, eight years,
240.
Yeah. So even if you went over that, let's just say you extend it because he goes nuts. Even if you went 60 over that to 300, if Pete signs one more year, it's going to be hard for Soto to get that. Now,
that's what I'm saying.
The thing is, we do look at it as saying for Soto, a 7 or 8 year successful window. You could also pad on 20, 20, 15, 15. Like, he's going
to
be here.
Talking about the end, right? When he's kind of a diminished player. Yeah, it's not going to go to zero.
Not even diminished, BT, because that's not really fair. He's 26 right now.
Well, I mean, like, at the last 2, 3, 4 years. Right. I don't mean when he's 32.
So age 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34,
yeah.
35. Like,
yep.
You're talking about 9 years of, let's say, 25 to 30 home runs. Like, I don't think, because I do think Pete's going to be here, let's say, beyond this year for 4 or 5 more years, and that's probably the magic number.
Mm-hmm.
And he should get into the 400s. But I don't know if it's going to be as easy as you're making it seem here for Alonso to beat Soto. I think Soto could get 3, close to 3.
Well, here's the other thing, too. And I don't want to dampen anybody's spirits here. Yeah. There is going to be a prolonged lockout. Like, we're going to have a massive... It's going to suck. And I think we're going to have a massive, debilitating, very frustrating, dark period without baseball. I've said that for a while.
That better not be the case. What year are you expecting this?
Not next year, the year after. You got, like, the CBA stuff. There is stuff that they are just not going to settle on.
They got.
Remember, Hoff, you've heard me say this for a couple of years now. It's bad. So now that would be that's a completely different issue.
No, but specific
to the question, that's big advantage Pete because he's already done a lion's share of the work.
But he's also older, and if you take out the last 2 or 3, let's just say that it happens in 2 years, and you take out Pete's, you know, a full season of Pete Alonso, which could potentially be his last year in his prime at age 33, whatever it would be, 34.
Yep.
Soto's got more wiggle room. He's going to be here 15 years.
I understand that, but by next year, Pete's already in the 3s.
Like, if you do the math, we're only doing the math for 8 years.
240,
if you do the math over 15 30. Years.
Okay, go ahead.
Or let's just say 12 years.
All right.
12 times what? Well, if you go 12 times, I was going to say 25. Is that fair? But he's going to hit more than that. I think he could be over 3, potentially.
Can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that you're talking about there's going to be a prolonged strike here, plus the fact that they already had COVID season, which was, what, 60 games, maybe?
Yeah, they played 60, yeah.
Dude, I mean, you're talking about Aaron Judge even getting affected by this type of... That's going to screw up. And again, we're talking about records here, which doesn't mean it's a championship.
He would have broken this record last year, easy.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of screwed up. I think we're done with this. Let's skip the strikes. Let's play ball.
Here, I'm going to read this here. While there is a potential lockout at the end of the 2026 season due to the expiration of the current CBA, it is a lockout that is expected to occur, not a strike. A lockout, obviously, when the team locks out the players, blah, blah, blah. Why a strike is unlikely. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot here, and I think it's going to be a very big problem.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.